With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump about to move into the White House again. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some good news for those who use TikTok. We are learning now that Donald Trump says he expects to most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a potential ban once, of course, he is back in office. Also at srnnews.com, bitterly cold conditions across a big chunk of the nation.
We're looking at some really very, very cold air coming down across the northern plains and the Midwest here over the next couple of days. And this is going to be driving all the way down into the Ohio Valley and much of the eastern seaboard here as we get into Inauguration Day. And as this happens, we're also going to have a winter storm that's going to be impacting areas of the central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison, more than 1,100 California inmates working around the clock to help LA firefighters. By the way, that storm has killed at least 27 people now. One man who is serving a 4-year sentence for a drunken driving incident says, quote, firefighting helps him right the wrongs that he did. Inmates describe carrying heavy gear while hiking for hours to help out the professional firefighters. This is SRN News. Well, sadly, Sweden is losing some churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down 7 houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico's Supreme Court striking down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. Unanimous opinion reinforces that state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in America. New Mexico has also now become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. This is SRN News. Hawaii is getting tough when it comes to fireworks.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed 4 people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
As Donald Trump returns to the White House in a couple of days, his family circle looks a little different than it did 8 years ago. His youngest son, Barron, was a 5th grader then. Now he is a college freshman. He's also 6'8". And one of Trump's granddaughters now is a social media influencer. More details at srnnews.com.